The world's great religions consider water to be sacred, linked to rebirth, cleansing, and purification, and rightly so. All life as we know it requires water. It covers 3/4 of the planet, but of that, barely 0.25% is salt-free, renewable, and available for use on a sustainable basis. Many people hearing this report have enough, but millions on the planet do not. 40% of the world's population has no access to sanitation facilities. Joachim Harlan of the United Nations Development Program.
It's already today a crisis. Already now we have about 2 million children dying annually due to the water and sanitation crisis. And this is a large number. It corresponds to about 5,000 deaths every day.
The United Nations looks to World Water Day to make people more aware of global water shortages, a problem that is getting worse.
It's growing also because of climate change. The changed climate is creating a drier environment, which is adding to this problem. But it's also a big crisis of governance and inequality between rich and poor.
Here in India's capital, New Delhi, millions do not have any running water. And even in more affluent neighborhoods, young and old wait hours, then scramble for trucked-in supplies that are not reliably sanitary.
The water is not fit for drinking, but we have no choice. 50 pipes go into the tanker. Some of those pipes have been used in toilets. The same pipe is used to drain water, which we then use to bathe and drink.
This young woman in Ghana, like many in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and elsewhere, walk kilometers several times a day for water.
I have to collect water for my family 5 times a day.
These Afghan villagers are luckier than most. International aid has restored some supply pipelines to their once dry village.
Previously, the people were carrying water from remote areas. This project, with the people's help, having the new pipes, solved a lot of problems.
In 2000, the United Nations set a millennium goal of reducing by half those without access to clean water by the year 2015. This year, more than 1 billion more people now have clean water, but 1.1 billion are still without it, and more than 2.5 billion people do not have basic hygiene facilities. Nevertheless, the UN's Joachim Harlan says the goal can be met.
It would require in the order of about $40 billion to meet the water-related indices. But it's doable. It's only about 1 month of spending on bottled water in Europe and the U.S. combined.
Harlan says the key is for everyone, communities, organizations, and governments on all levels, to meet the global water challenge with cooperation, coordination, and credible action. He says the cost of doing nothing is that 2 million children will die this year for lack of it. Paul Sisko, VOA News.